We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
National Police Week. We're in the midst of it, and joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the acting U.S. Attorney, Steve Kaufman, who originally is from Dormont, and the job, for those that don't know, you serve at the behest of the presidents. So when there's a transition of power at that level, it is customary for the previous United States attorney, in this case, Scott Brady, turns in his resignation. And Attorney Kaufman, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me on, Larry and Kevin.
We appreciate your time. So let's finish that process so people understand. This is a very unique position. U.S. attorney makes you a very powerful enforcer of the law of the land. And again, you serve at the pleasure of the president. So you do not have a desire to continue in this since you're just serving as an acting U.S. attorney, correct?
Yep, I'm in the acting role. And I've learned by this point in my career that I'm a career prosecutor. So I want to continue at the office, but I'm really privileged to be able to have the job as acting U.S. attorney for a number of months until there's a new presidential appointment.
And do you continue on with what Scott Brady was working on, or do you change direction of the vision?
We largely continue on. When the administration changes, some priorities change. So, of course, we'll be following what the new administration says in terms of priorities. But our basic function of prosecuting, you know, drug organizations, firearms cases, bank robberies, big white-collar crimes, that all stays the same, kind of administration in and administration out.
And this region has been known, going back to David Hickton, who held the position prior, to being one of the foremost against the cyber attacks from international and criminal activities in this country, correct?
Yeah, that's long been one of our strengths. We're continuing to do that. The FBI and Secret Service here have real expertise in that area, as do a number of our prosecutors. You know, over the years, we've brought cases against the Chinese military, members of the Russian GRU, and other, you know, major cases against criminal cyber actors around the world. So, yeah, that's still a main priority of ours.
Now, speaking of cyber actors and their deviant ways, what do you know about this gas pipeline?
Yeah, it's a really difficult situation because that involves ransomware, which unfortunately has become kind of the leading form of attack by cyber actors, where they are able to, usually through a phishing scheme, get into the network of a company or a governmental agency, lock up the records and then demand a payment in order to unlock them, to decrypt them. And unfortunately, some companies are paying the money to have that done. It's really a difficult situation. So I don't know. We're not working on a direct pipeline case, but we are working on ransomware cases.
We also wanted to talk to you specifically today, Attorney Kaufman, about National Police Week, and I know this has been so turbulent a time over the past year plus for people in uniform. What are the plans for the week from your office?
Yeah, I think it's really important for us to recognize National Police Week. So, as you just said, it's not easy to be a police officer in America right now. And we really want to shine a light on all the great work that police are doing in the community. So this week I'm going to a number of places throughout our district. For instance, today I'm headed to Johnstown to recognize an officer named Chaz Cipher. Chaz has been a school resource officer at a middle school in Johnstown for a long time. And he learned that the kids in a housing community where he was working were asking about bikes. None of them had access to bikes, so he partnered with a local church and with a bike shop, refurbished bikes, and distributed bikes to kids in that community. And we're doing things like that. Yesterday I was down at the state police in Washington County honoring two troopers who are also school resource officers and work with kids in day camps. They have a program called Shop with a Cop. They have coffee with people in the community. So there's so much of that going on. And, you know, part of what I want to accomplish is to really enhance the reputation of police, because we need good people, men and women, young men and women, to apply to be police officers. Recruitment is becoming more and more difficult all the time for police departments, and that's the opposite of how we want to go. We want a diverse police force, and so we don't want that profession to be viewed in a negative light.
Absolutely. And last week, just to show you how dangerous it is, I wrote an editorial, and it was posted on kdkradio.com regarding thank God for the police, because five were killed last week in the line of duty alone, five across the country. You're talking about Officer Cipher and his good deeds. We had Officer Matrician save a nine-day-old baby on Route 51 that stopped breathing, and then Officer Wright in the city of Pittsburgh helped revive a person who had overdosed and was in a critical situation. Is it just human nature to focus on all the negatives instead of the heroics that officers provide every day for humanity?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of human nature. And let's face it, there are some very, very terrible incidents like the George Floyd incident where the public should be focused on that. But the vast majority of police officers are good men and women and doing the right thing. As you said, they engage in heroic acts all the time. We honored former Chief Tim Sheehan of the California Borough Police Department yesterday. He sadly passed away in February of a heart attack, and the very last thing he did as a police officer was perform CPR on a citizen. So again, there are just countless examples of those types of heroics in the community.
Well, we appreciate your time and your tenure now as acting United States Attorney for Western District of Pennsylvania. So how long a process until there would be another one named?
Well, it's always politics, so you never quite know. But there's a process where the senators will recommend the candidate to the White House. The candidate will be vetted. The White House will nominate, and eventually the Senate will vote and confirm, hopefully. And so I expect we'll have a new U.S. attorney somewhere between August and November. But again, it's guesswork, because it is the political process at work.
All right, again, Stephen R. Kaufman, acting United States Attorney from Dormont originally. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me on.
And on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.